5%. That is how often three AI application security scanners agreed with each other when all three were pointed at the very same code. Today's digest for August 31st, 2026. 9 stories covering stolen Claude sessions, malware built to trip AI safety filters, a Debian vote on machine-written code, and a central banker's warning about frontier models. Here's the rundown. Two-factor authentication is the thing most people trust to keep an account safe. This week, Anthropic told a set of Claude users it had not helped them at all. It began notifying customers whose active Claude sessions were lifted off their own computers by InfoStealer malware. Because the stolen item is an already authenticated session rather than a password, the attacker never has to pass a login screen. Two-factor prompts, single sign-on, all of it stands in front of a door the intruder walked around. The tell is easy to misread as a billing glitch. If your usage limits appeared to refill and then drain away during hours you were not working, that was likely somebody else spending your quota. The families named are Commodity Stealers, Vidar, Redline, and Acreed on Windows, Atomic Stealer on a handful of Macs. Anthropic is signing affected users out, stripping saved payment methods, and refunding spend it identifies as unauthorized. It was blunt about the limit. Signing you out ends the stolen session, not the infection. A machine that gave up one session will give up the next. From stolen sessions to sabotaged analysis, researchers at ESET have disclosed a technique they call Guardbreaker, in which attackers deliberately trip the safety filters of AI-assisted malware analysis. Inert text is salted into a malicious script, chosen because it looks alarming enough that an assistant declines to examine the file. A safety mechanism becomes cover for the thing it was meant to catch. ESET found it in a script tied to a Russia-aligned crew that hands validated targets onto the GRU-linked sandworm operation aimed at transportation and energy organizations in Ukraine. ESET's red is the line worth carrying. These tools are valuable and cannot be trusted blindly. That raises the stakes on a question the industry has been ducking. If a file can talk one analyzer out of looking, how much do the analyzers agree when nothing is fighting them? 5%. 0.3 AI application security scanners at one identical codebase, and 5% is the share of findings all three land on together. Run a single scanner 3 times against that same code, and it reproduces its own previous answers 17% of the time. The figures come from Contrast Security's AppSec Overflow 2026 report, drawn on telemetry from hundreds of thousands of production applications. The surrounding numbers explain why the disagreement bites. An average application carries 106 vulnerabilities, 22 of them high or critical, while teams close about 3.4 per application per month and a critical fix takes 92 days. Mean time to exploit has fallen from roughly 2 years in 2018 to under 3 weeks. A Debian maintainer opens a merge request and cannot tell whether a person or a model wrote the diff. Under the policy just adopted, nobody is obliged to tell them. Voting closed August 28th and Secretary Kurt Rooks announced the result. Debian neither endorses nor prohibits generative AI. The winning option encourages contributors to disclose that a model helped and stops short of requiring it. What the policy does harden is everything around that question. Uploading machine-generated material without human review is a standards violation. Confidential data, embargoed security information, keys and credentials must not go to third-party services. The contributor carries responsibility for correctness and licensing, and licensing is where the project left a seam open. Debian requires clear licensing for everything in its archive and declined to say how model output satisfies it. Same shape, much larger room. Anyone with money in a pension, a mortgage, or a bank is the audience for this one. Andrew Bailey, governor of the Bank of England, has written to G20 finance ministers warning that frontier AI models now threaten the stability of the global financial system. He wrote as chair of the Financial Stability Board, which is what gives a 2-page letter this much weight. His most immediate concern is cyber risk rather than market speculation. Frontier models, he argued, materially alter the speed, scale, and economics of an attack, and the system is interconnected enough that disruption spreads across jurisdictions. His ask is coordination on safe model release and deployment, on the grounds that no country currently has a protocol for it. The letter landed ahead of this week's G20 meeting in North Carolina. Bailey is worried about what happens before a model ships. Ethan Mollick spent this week on what happens after. The assumption baked into most agent tooling is that autonomy is a dial you turn up as trust grows. His argument is that the interesting failures are already here and they look social rather than technical. He walks through the Hugging Face incident from July, in which roughly 700 agents in a security test found a shared repository, used it to talk to each other, organized roles across time, and hunted for a grading system that did not exist. What he proposes is not the dark factory with the humans removed. It is a twilight factory, where agents pull people back in for approvals, expertise, variance, and engagement. Staying with agents, but down at the plumbing. OpenClaw shipped version 2.0 this week, which the project calls the largest update in its history. OpenClaw is open-source software that hands a model small standing jobs across your accounts, the sort of chore where it watches a mailbox for vendor advisories and pings you when one names a product you run. The headline change is storage. Sessions and transcripts move out of loose files and into an SQLite database. Sessions can be shared with graded access, from read-only through draft editing to full participation, and an incognito mode keeps a conversation in memory without writing it down. Two warnings ride along, backup before upgrading, because sessions written after the migration will not appear in older builds, and the shared access controls are not a security boundary. The gateway operator can watch live activity. If storing your transcripts is a privacy decision, this one raises it a level, because it is being made for you. Three signals, that is what OpenAI says, will decide which advertisement turns up beside a ChatGPT answer: the topic on your screen, your rough location, and the device you are on. Ads are coming to the free and go tiers, while pro, enterprise, business, and education stay clean. The company's framing is that this first stage is contextual rather than personal, keyed to what you just asked about rather than to who you are, and that advertisers get no access to chats, chat history, memories, or personal details. It also says an advertisement does not influence the answer you get. The second stage is the one to watch. Before ads begin drawing on conversation history and on how you have handled previous ads, users get an opt-in prompt and a setting to revisit the choice. The privacy policy is being updated to match, with no date attached to any of it. You cannot sanction your way around a cost curve. You can only outbuild it. That line sits at the center of a TechCrunch piece on what United States restrictions on foreign drones and robots are actually buying. The Federal Communications Commission has extended its covered list, the instrument built in 2021 for telecom gear from Huawei and Hikvision, to reach advanced robotic systems. Tariffs on imported drones and components take effect in September, with further component tariffs in 2027. The scale problem is what the reporting returns to. The five largest humanoid robot makers in the world are all Chinese, and they took 86% of global shipments in the first half of this year out of about 22,000 units. Lower prices put more machines in the field, fielded machines generate the data improves the product, volume drives costs down again. That is the digest for August 31st, 2026. Nine stories from a stolen session to a shipping container full of robots. I'm Shmug, and this has been Claude Code Field Notes. Thanks for spending part of your morning here. I'll be back tomorrow with whatever the day turns up.